Scholastic Audio presents Toy Academy, Some Assembly Required by Brian Lynch. Read by PJ Oakland. Chapter 1. Toy Meets World. The small toy sat up in the garbage can and smiled. He had been alive a whole minute so far, and things were going great. He already had a place to stay, and half a waffle if he got hungry. Under the waffle, there was a used doll pattern from the You Can Sew Company. And under that was the first attempt at a very angry letter. Dear You Can Sew, my name is Gertrude Konnikoff. I am 8 years old, and I am fantastic at sewing. I have previously made a scarf and quilt and part of a sweater. So when I saw that your stuffed animal pattern was for advanced sewers, I said, great, that's what I am. Well, let me tell you, this was too hard, and it came out all weird. I gave him a name, Grumbolt, and tried playing with him and everything. But he is simply unplayable. His arms are different lengths, his head is too big for his body, and he has a ludicrous, goofy look on his face. I demand my money back and an apology. I mean business. Wow. Did he feel bad for whatever doll that girl was insulting? But the note had given him an idea. He should find a kid to call his own. Figuring that kid was not going to be in the garbage can, he reached up to the rim to pull himself out and saw that his arms were two different lengths. No, it couldn't be. Just to be sure, he felt his head. Sure enough, it was oversized. He was the stuffed animal in the letter. He didn't appreciate his face being called Goofy, but at least he now knew his name. Grumbolt. It was the best name he had ever heard. That said, he had only heard two names his whole life, and the other belonged to the girl who threw him in the garbage can. Grumbolt climbed out and slid down the side into a nice, quiet kitchen. As soon as his feet hit the tile floor, Grumbolt noticed something on the refrigerator. His reflection. He had never seen himself before and wanted to take a look. That's definitely a rabbit ear. That's definitely not a rabbit ear. Not a goofy face at all. A dog nose. Maybe a mouse nose. Quite possibly a koala nose. This arm is going to be so great for waving. Arms are two different lengths. These things happen. Nubby tail. Maybe she ran out of fabric? Grumbolt heard a steady hum from behind, and a shadow fell over him. He turned around and found himself face to giant face with Gertrude's cat. Grumbolt waved excitedly. Hello! Do you want to play? The large beast studied the little doll. Grumbolt was small, and he was moving. First law of cat logic. Small plus moving equals want to eat it. The cat reeled back, hissed at her prey, and pounced.